What do you mean by bhakti?
¿Qué es lo que ustedes entienden por bhakti?
You should tell, explain what is bhakti yourself.
Me pidió que explicara qué es bhakti.
First in English and then in
Anya vilasitasun jam jana adhikar manai anavitam anakulyena krishnam shilanam dutam. Aquel
English,
English. First, in English I want to hear.
Okay. So the
where is that
service?
Janana is by video.
The favorable service offered to Krishna without any tinge of desire for sense personal sense interest or liberation. That is the only service who can please Lord Sri Krishna.
Something left.
Jnana di karmani.
Jnana.
Jnana. Also jnana. Sin ningún vestigio de jnana. Without any vestige or shadow of jnana. And
no cool. Krishna.
That. Ishvara. Ishvara. Ishvara.
Ishvara.
What is bhakti?
¿Qué significa bhakti?
Pure bhakti.
Pure love and devotion to the Supreme Lord.
But what is the definition? I want to hear.
Dice que quiere saber cuál es la definición de bhakti. Él dijo que era amor puro y devoción por Krishna.
Ramesh Prabhu.
Ramesh.
Without any traits of karma, of gyan, and completely dedicated.
Sin ningún vestigio de karma, jnana, y completamente exclusivo al Señor Supremo.
Hopeless.
No tienes, digo, estás perdido.
Yo, Janardhan.
That means the continuous flow of activities executed with mind, words, and body, also with a continuous flow of sentiments, bhav, which are devoid of any interest for karma and jnana, and for karma and are not covered by jnana, that are favorable to the pleasure of Krishna, are defined as pure bhakti, uttama bhakti.
Very good. But something like it.
¿Puedes traducir lo que dijiste?
What is that liking?
Huh?
What is the meaning of anukul?
Anukul means favorable.
Not only.
Anukul.
Beneficial.
Anukul means that not only is to please Krishna, but the service should be done in a mood that the only interest is the pleasure of Krishna, favorable to his.
Also
pleasure.
In the guidance of high class of Krishna. Otherwise, not uncool.
Yes,
this also. And same time, continuous, without any
break.
Dice que el servicio devocional debe ser completamente libre de cualquier motivo. Por karma, jnana.
Now you should explain in your
Spanish language.
What I have told totally. And you should hear very patiently and carefully. I'll make you stand up on the
bench. Rupko Swami dice que esa corriente continua de actividades que se ejecutan con las palabras, la mente y el cuerpo, además de un fluir continuo de sentimientos, que ese no es tan cuyo interés, que no hay ningún interés por satisfacción personal, por karma, adi, tampoco están cubiertos por tian, y están dirigidos únicamente de un modo favorable para la satisfacción de Krishna, se considera uttama bhakti. Shri Gurudev agrega, me preguntó, ¿qué significa anukul? Anukul significa favorable, favorable, no solo para el placer de Krishna, sino favorable. Pero Shri Gurudev agregó que anukul significa también que esas actividades que se ejecutan para el placer de Krishna deben ser hechas bajo la guía de un Vaishnav, Mahabhagavat Vaishnav. De otra manera, esa actividad no es considerada uttama bhakti.
Without any interruption, have you told?
Yes.
Can you repeat?
I am so full, Guru Raj. No.
You should repeat.
I have no memory.
What you have? You remember your father's name?
Yes.
Why you are remembering? Your remembrance is very good. Can you?
Not exactly.
Oh, you should write down all these things. And
evening,
I will hear from all.
Quiero escuchar de todos esta definición.
Even from ladies.
Incluso de las damas.
I will hear from you.
Me va a preguntar a ti.
Red cloth.
La que está vestida de rojo.
And then remember, and then if you don't know, how you can follow?
No sabes, entonces ¿cómo puedes seguir?
So first, beginning I want that you should know and try to follow exactly.
Entonces, al principio quiero que ustedes conozcan y sigan exactamente.
Second thing.
Segundo aspecto.
Who is going to do bhakti?
¿Quién es el que va a hacer bhakti? ¿Quién es el que va a practicar bhakti?
And for whom?
¿Y para quién?
So who is going to do bhakti?
¿Quién
who is that?
¿Quién es el que va a practicar bhakti? ¿Quién es esa persona?
You should reply.
Happy.
You should reply. Who is going to do bhakti?
La persona que va a practicar bhakti es aquella persona que está interesada.
I want to hear first in English and then otherwise they will think wrong.
I was saying that
I want to know that whether you are wrong or right. Then explain.
I was saying the person who wants to practice bhakti is the one person who has realized his constitutional nature as eternal servant of Sri Krishna and wants to develop the bhav of a pure Rasika Bhakta, who is totally immersed in love with the Supreme Lord. So we can
follow.
Do you
understand my...
I think so.
What is my question?
Who is the person who will be qualified to do bhakti?
With that, that is for sure, he who has left Krishna. He has forgotten Krishna. But really, who is he? Like all. What is Jiva Tattva? Meaning this. You should. What is Jiva Tattva? We are telling, giving instruction to Jivas. Oh, you should
do
bhakti.
Nosotros estamos diciéndole a las jivas que hagan bhakti, entonces.
So, I want to
yo quiero que
explain
que expliques
the jiva tattva,
jiva tattva
and to whom he should do and that is Krishna tattva.
¿Y a quién se le debe
so, both I want
ofrecer y eso se le llama Krishna tattva.
They should know who am I like Sanatan Goswami asked Mahaprabhu and he replied. Also, Mahaprabhu told to Srila Rupa Goswami,
So Sri Sanatan Goswami, he asked some questions to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Varanasi. He asked, Ke ami? Who am I?
Varanasi, I think Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatan Goswami.
It will be better that you should speak about this.
Sanatan Shiksha.
Now, and for me, I will have to take some meditation. So, myself should be allowed to go and you should give class.
Me está diciendo que es mejor que tú expliques este punto y yo voy a retirarme para...
This is very important to know.
Ese es un punto muy importante conocer. Él les decía que ya que nosotros estamos predicando la jiva, debemos saber quién es la jiva y a quién se le presta el ofrece bhakti, que es el Señor Supremo. Entonces son dos puntos muy importantes.
Especially by that story.
Astrologer. I mean,
astrologer.
Yes.
That everything is in our soul. We possess all the quality. In our
constitutional
position, we are eternal servant of Krishna, very beautiful, teeny as everything, all the qualities, all the modes are here. But we'll have to
develop.
So you should give the class, they should hear very clear. Go.
Thus ends the class. Short darshan in the morning of the 26th of May 2002 in Mexico City. Hare Krishna.
Salakya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave.